it's the time of year that it happens, really. People think about us all the time during the holidays, November, December. We get probably 40% of our food drive donations during just those 2 months. So this is the time of year when hunger's not in the spotlight, people are forgotten, and we need the help more than ever, really.
And this is really a way that folks can do it pretty easily?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It doesn't get any easier than this. You can go to your Safeway store, buy a $10 bag of food. It's the foods we need most. It's tuna fish, pasta. There's spaghetti sauce in there. There's canned fruits and vegetables. It's, you know, it's enough to last a family for a couple of days. The great thing about those bags is we don't have to sort through them and repack them. They just go on our shelves, and almost immediately they're back out the door into the hands of families who need them. The other way that people can help, you can leave a bag of food at your mailbox. If you live in the Baltimore area, the Postal Service will pick it up. You can take it to a post office, or, you know, the easiest yet, just go on our website, mdfoodbank.org/springforwardmd, and you can buy that $10 bag of food. It comes directly to the food bank. You don't even have to pick up a bag. You just click the mouse and you got it, $10.
And when you come to the Safeway, describe how these bags are already prepared.
Oh, yeah. They're all packed up for you. They're going to be right by the registers. Look for the red bags. They have about 10 items, I think, in them. And it's pasta, tuna fish, canned fruits and vegetables, all the foods that you would want your family to have.
How many people will this drive help feed?
Well, there are, in the Maryland Food Bank service area, which is all of Maryland except Prince George's and Montgomery counties, there are 457,000 people who don't know where their next meal is coming from. 162,000 of those are children. So, you know, those are the people that we're trying to reach, and we really hope that this drive will help. Typically, in the past, this drive has collected more than 500,000 pounds. So we have reason to hope that we can feed a lot of people through this.
And what are the most important items if someone wants, if they can't do the bag or something and they want to leave some stuff out for the postal folks to pick up? What are the most important items you need?
Sure. We always need cereal, tuna fish, peanut butter. We love baby formula. We don't get enough of that ever. Pasta, canned fruits and vegetables, canned soup, any of those hearty, nutrient-rich foods that you would feed your own family.
And I also know you guys never turn down donations of financial nature.
No, absolutely not. And financial donations are easily the best way to help. For every dollar that's donated, we can provide 2 meals to people in need. So, you know, financial donations are just the best. We can do so much with them. For every dollar that's donated, we can provide 2 meals. And it's just so much more efficient for us to purchase food through wholesalers at, you know, rock bottom prices below cost because of the quantities in which we deal, and just get that into our warehouse, on the shelves, and out the door immediately without the public ever having to touch food.
And with it being so cold right now, it's nice to think of spring forward as you start this?
Exactly. You know, it's a nice get you ready for the spring and the summer when good things are happening. We're moving forward. The other reason that we like the name Spring Forward is that this is our first year without Harvest for the Hungry founder, Larry Adam. So it's a reminder that, you know, we're carrying forward his legacy. This is one man who founded Harvest for the Hungry. It's an all-volunteer effort. It's year-round with the goal of helping the hungry year-round and making sure that hunger is in the spotlight, not just during the holidays, but in every time of the year. So this one man, you know, he has recruited all of these partners, AARP, Safeway, WBAL, the Girl Scouts, the Postal Service, just through, you know, sheer will and through his passion and care for those in need. And to date, Harvest for the Hungry has collected 30 million pounds of food in the past 27 years. So it's just a good reminder of what one person can do, and that we need to really cherish his legacy and carry it forward and continue helping others.
And with Spring Forward, how many thousands of pounds of food do you think you're going to get?
We're hopeful for, I'm going to say 500,000 pounds. That's what we've done in the past. And I think we're making it even easier than ever with these prepackaged bags at Safeway stores and with our virtual food drive online.